live at CSUN 2010. This is Michael Off, and I caught up with Gil Lutz with Sendero here. We want to talk about two new exciting developments. The first one, a forthcoming app for the iPhone called Look Around. So thanks for joining me today, Gil, and tell us a little bit about what's new at Sendero.
Well, Mike, this is really exciting. We've decided to dip our toe into the eye world, and we're coming out with the app. It's going to be very basic. It'll probably be late April or thereabouts that it'll be released. It's an app that you essentially shake the iPhone. It will vibrate, so it lets you know that it's gotten the information. And at that point, you can get the nearest address, the nearest intersection, the street that you're on, and also the points of interest that are around you. So pretty basic. It's no navigation system, but it's just kind of like the look around information.
But sometimes that's all you want.
That's
Sometimes, exactly. Now, once you say points of interest, can I start moving and have it tell me as I pass what those
points
of interest?
Then you stop, shake it, and it'll locate to that area.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't move with you.
Right. So you just shake it every time you want to know, okay, where am I here now? Or something smells good. What might this be?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. And what are you projecting the cost of this to be?
Hopefully free. The first one, I think, is going to be free. And then as we add more functionality and integrate the ability to be able to navigate with it, then it'll be a paid app.
Okay, so right, you build into it, and kind of that way
right.
You can see the level of user interest, how many downloads.
Yep, exactly.
Exactly. Now the other thing here, you got, I guess, is it just called Sendero Maps? This is a PC-based
PC
solution.
PC Maps. Right.
PC Maps. Okay.
Right.
So describe this.
Okay, this kind of goes back to our roots. A lot of you will remember the old Atlas Speaks, and it's kind of like that. That runs on a PC. It will allow you to virtually explore on a PC. Create a route, set an address, create a route. It'll tell you the nearest POIs to your current location, and that you can create either a vehicle or a pedestrian route. And then those routes can be ported to any of the Braille note takers, including mobile geo. So that you can take those routes that you've created and just copy them into the other programs.
Very nice. I understand the PC Maps will be free for people who own some of the other software that you have. But
it'll be a utility that we'll be releasing. So.
Will this be something that the rest of us who don't own that might purchase just to figure?
Yes, okay. Yes. We haven't worked out all of those details yet.
But there will be an option. We just don't know the price at this time.
And that'll probably be late May, June, thereabouts.
Okay, and then on the third front with your core software, what's going on there?
Well, we're working on 2010. We've changed the naming procedure to try and make it a little less complicated as far as which SDK, who has which SDK. So we're changing
Your
the
names
naming.
Are good. Your names are good, yes.
It'll be the new release, which will probably be late April, will be 2010. That'll be all new maps and a lot of new functionality. So.
Like what things? Now, does some of that depend on the devices? Or maybe I should let you first say what's going to be new.
Of course, the first will be on the HumanWare Braille notes, or all of the HumanWare devices.
Right.
That's the one that will be released, and then immediately the SDK will be released to the other developers.
So then Mobile Geo can add
Mobile Geo,
features.
SenseNav, or Street Talk can all go with that. That'll be 2010 maps, brand new maps. Some of the features... Neat, a history, so that as you go through, and I've used this a lot, it's really handy, where if you're looking up something, you set an address, or you look up a POI, that's all recorded, the first 25 are all recorded, and then it starts lopping off the oldest one. Like if you want to virtually explore somewhere, so you look up a POI, well that immediately goes into the history list, so that if you want to go back to that, all you have to do is bring up the history list, find that, and then do whatever you want. Set it as an explore point or a destination or whatever. And then we also have a favorites list that's been on our wish list for a long time that you can set up 25 of your own favorites, favorite things that you want in a list. And that can be a route, it can be almost anything, a POI, whatever.
Well, very good. We're excited to see the evolution here. Yeah. By all means, let us know. I'm sure you'll make it publicly available when the
we will watch
look
the,
around and the PC maps and the other updates.
Watch the SenderoGroup.com, www.SENDavidERO Group.com.
You have a phone number for people to call?
888-757-6810. That's 888-757-6810. And our office is extension 0. They can reroute to anything else. If it's a support call, that goes to extension 111.
Well, very good, Gil, with Sendero Group. Thanks for bringing us up to date on the latest and greatest. And we, of course, will let all our talk listeners know of the latest updates there. Live at CSEN 2010, this is Michael Loft for SeroTalk.com blog and podcast and SamNet Radio.